You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94.1 FM, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Hello, YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, the entire Fritz vs. DeCamera 2 is on YouTube now. Don't watch it now. Watch it later. I just want to say this, Jack. The pitch that the morning show was complaining about, the second strike that they're saying was high, it was a strike.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a strike. I just saw it. It was a high strike, but it was a strike.
There's two like
top
that.
Of the box.
Yeah. But I mean, it was the best angle to see the strikes is Tucker's camera, which is right behind
Jack. Yeah,
you see it. It's a strike. It numbers to the knees. That's a strike. It was a strike.
I thought it was a strike. I just knew that those kind of pitches are coin flips.
Yes.
You know, but I thought it was a strike.
It was a strike.
High strike, but a strike.
Yeah. If you were wild, maybe he doesn't give it to you. But
we earned that one?
You earned that.
Yeah.
It's a strike.
I needed an ABS system there and a camera patting his head. Yeah. That's the only thing that would have made it more to camera.
Oh, yeah.
Finding a way to get ABS there.
How many times would he have patted his head? 100 times.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to it, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So yesterday, there was, of course, some funny things that happened.
A few.
At Fritz versus the camera. And feel free to add a couple in there in case I missed any. Because
sure.
I was pretty locked in.
I'm sure you were.
Pretty locked in. Number.
I was going to say, how did you see anything?
Yeah, dude, actually, like, I never lost a big game in my life. So... I was like, man, you still got it a little bit. So I was pretty locked in, but I did notice some things. Starting at number five, and this is the big theme that we've heard throughout the day, but the fifth funniest thing about yesterday was how big the crowd was. I mean,
it was outrageous.
Ike has played in front of, you know,
hundreds of thousands of people. Yes.
That's got to be a weird feeling. You know, they're all kind of looking at you. Well, that's basically what yesterday was. I mean, there was like, I would say 350 to 400. If you had to guess.
All I know is that the entire field was surrounded, even in the outfield.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
It was hell getting in there.
Yeah, and getting out, it seemed
getting
like.
Out of there, yes.
Getting out, too. It was... When I pulled up... Okay, so I was on the other side of the school where the lacrosse... Or the field hockey or whatever field was. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see anybody. And I was like, ah, this is normal, whatever. But then I pulled up to where the baseball was. And there are all these cars parking. And I was thinking to myself, are they having a conference or something here? There's no way. And I got out. And it was just, you could tell when I got out of the car, every person was like, hey, Spike. I was like, oh no.
These are our people.
These people are all here. And that was 11:25 that I got there.
Yeah. I was there at 10:57, and people were walking their way up to the field.
It was outrageous.
So I'm proud of us turning this radio bit into a thing where people want to come out and watch. Yes. So.
And everybody had... the other thing, when I was walking away, everybody had a good time. Yeah. Everybody was that was awesome.
Now, Jill said the people in the crowd were treating it like it was a real game.
It was.
Like, we were professionals.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like breaking it all down.
Yes.
So it was...
See, Jill hasn't been amongst the people before.
I know.
This is what WIP is.
This is what it is.
Yep.
The fourth funniest thing that happened yesterday, it was great seeing... You know, some other WIP personalities, you know, Jolly showed up and then Jody Mack. Where'd Joe McPeak come from?
Dude, Joe McPeak just showed up. The legendary Joe McPeak.
I love Joe McPeak.
The honorable Joe McPeak.
Yeah. All of a sudden he comes around the corner. He's like, I watched the first inning. You've got him.
Yeah.
I'm like, good to see you too. Good to see you too, McPeak.
Yeah, there was the picture of the three of us that Ike took, the selfie in the dugout in between inning one and two or two and three. And somebody was like, who's that guy sitting in the back? And I'm like, oh, you kidding me? That's Joe McPeak. Yeah.
Ike going for the mid-round selfie. I didn't want to celebrate too early. I was feeling confident.
Yeah.
But glad that didn't break.
Yeah.
That could have been bad.
I'm glad you didn't decline it.
Yeah.
I'd have been irritated.
I'm sure you would have.
Yeah.
And you tried to throw me off with the Eagles chant. I know you did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You might be at the camera worm.
No, man. The Eagles chant was a must.
Well, people were eager for it. It got the people going.
By the way, there were two of them.
Eagle chant?
Consecutively.
No,
Well,
Ava tried to start a WIP chant.
Yeah, I saw. Well, Ava also started to yell at the crowd as the inning was beginning. And I'm just like, because she wanted Ike to say hi to the crowd.
No, she wanted me to say, let's play ball.
Oh, let's play ball.
Yeah.
But you were on the mound. I was like, Ava, no. I didn't want to spook you in any way.
Yeah. Ava gets so excited.
Yeah, she gets so excited.
That was a funny point.
That was funny. That was funny. The third funniest thing that happened yesterday was the Knowledge Without College live stream.
I didn't see it. I heard it was bad.
Heard it was horrible.
Yeah.
Heard that a lot of the sky was shown.
Yes, that's what I heard as well. What is Justin doing if he can't point a phone at a baseball field?
This is a real ragtag operation they got Knowledge Without College. Because everyone was watching it on that. I mean, that was the best they could get, that the people could do. And Justin's like pointing it at the sky. They could see the sky was blue.
Couldn't see it.
What an operation.
That'd make OG happy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't know.
All he was talking about yesterday was the views he was already getting. He doesn't care.
Oh, yeah. He just wants views.
Yeah.
Yeah. OG Wade, by the way, is banned from Fantasy League this year, right?
Yes.
Because he didn't show up last
year.
And he should never be allowed to play fantasy football.
Yes.
He's atrocious at it. Yeah. And actually brings down the league.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, he does. He ruins the league.
It's a bad day for OG.
Well, it's because he's just an automatic win for whoever he plays. It doesn't matter if he drops Jalen number one overall. Yeah. It's horrible.
Speaking of OG, when we got up to McGurk's, we're sitting outside getting ready for the show to start, and OG starts to argue with me about Jalen Hurts and Zach Wheeler. And I said to him, you know, we know OG a little bit, you know, outside of this.
Yeah.
I figure I can just tell him I don't feel like doing this.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I was like, dude, I don't want to do this.
Right.
And he kept going. He just didn't want to stop. And I finally said to him, I was like, OG. He goes, Zach Wheeler only pitches a few innings. And I said, you don't even know anything about baseball.
And he was like, I know.
Yes, and that's what he said, and ended it, finally.
And that usually ends it.
Yep.
The second funniest thing that happened yesterday was just the idea of signing autographs.
Yes.
All these little kids came up after, and I was like signing their baseball. A guy gave me a Wawa cup design.
Yes.
Let me tell you what. I appreciate it. It's a great moment. That's worth nothing.
But it's for them.
It's going down in value the second that it happens. Ike autograph, that's worth something. That's worth something.
See, you don't know what you mean to people out there that listen to this show.
Yes, it was a big deal. They wanted you to win.
It's not about value from a monetary standpoint. It's value from one of their favorite guys who they listen to, who they view as the baseball authority in the city, and he played college baseball, and he's out here pitching. He's the big dog today. They wanted to get your autograph. I felt proud. I felt like a proud big brother watching you yesterday, man.
I was at the fence. It was just person after person.
I felt proud of you, man.
I had to take you away. When we were taking the picture on the mound, I was like, Jack, we got to take a picture. And they were like, but can you?
Yeah.
And I was like, he will be right back. I promise he'll be right back.
It was the most big league I have felt. Yeah. You know, it was special.
I felt happy for you.
But then I kept looking. I was, this is, from the outside, this looks a little ridiculous. And then, of course, the WIP social media staff, throws me right under the bus. They're like, here's Jack signing autographs.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you were signing autographs.
No, I know. But yeah, I can see the people being like, he's asking for, he's begging
tell
people.
No, tell them how you sign your autographs.
Oh, I signed 34 at the end for my high school number.
Well, I signed 3. I've never even had the number 3.
Because you love Harper so much.
Well, because you guys both, this is my favorite number, yeah. And you guys both put a number on it.
So you figure you may as well put a number on it.
I signed it, Spike Eskin, number 3.
Yeah. Yep. Third wheel.
Yeah. Whoa.
Got him. I'm just kidding. The number one funniest thing that happened yesterday, though, was the reaction to Spike running on the field and me and him embracing.
Yeah.
You know, almost like slow motion, you know.
Yeah.
And then Ike just limping along in the back.
He couldn't run
out there.
Yeah, Devin posted it with a little teary eye emoji or whatever.
It was a beautiful moment.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't join you guys. I couldn't get there fast.
Yeah. I was like, well, I said to Ike, I said, hey, if he finishes up an 8, we're running out there. And Ike's like, I'm following your lead. But then as I'm running, I'm thinking, oh, Ike's knee. He can't follow my lead right now.
I'm like, did Spike really think I was going to actually run out here?
Yeah. I was, if I'm being honest, I was so happy for you, Jay.
Yeah.
Like, I was living and dying with every pitch, every strike.
It was.
I was really into it. And the fact that you pitched so well and you did it, I was very proud of you. Like, I was happy for you. That's why I ran. It was legitimate excitement when I ran out to the mound that you did it.
A little jarring. You know?
I'm sorry.
You being legitimately excited?
I'm sorry.
So I got one question for you.
It was great.
Yeah.
It's a great finish.
Yes.
8 up, 8 down.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Perfect game.
Did you not shake your catcher's hand or not?
I talked to him after.
Yeah, but he should have been the first one.
Yeah, I know, but Spike had...
That was my bad.
Like a tractor beam.
Yeah, that was my bad.
There was no one else I was hugging. I couldn't even find Walker and Jill before.
Because I got in the way.
Exactly.
Well, you gave the fist pump right afterwards, looked at the dugout, gave the fist pump. Oh, what a win.
Dude, it was 2012 all over again.
Yeah.
Awesome. 2012 all over again.
Oh, man. What a performance from Fritzy there.
Yes.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Their big summer sales going on. That is 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Throw in a couple other funny things. One, Chuck being there and us...
Not seeing
Chuck.
I saw Chuck.
Oh, you saw Chuck.
I did. Okay. Yeah.
So he made sure...
He was in the crowd.
Yes.
Oh, the thousands.
Yep. another funny thing, one of the DeCamera losers brought his own microphone and speaker, and Scope came up to me, and he's like, you guys are not going to let him do that during the actual pitching, right? And I said, we shouldn't. And he went up to Rod. He said, are you going to go talk to them? And Rod's like, yeah. Rod just stood there. Scope's like... I'm doing this. I think Scope went and told the guy that he wasn't doing it.
You think Rod was going out there with the people?
Yeah, not without backup, for sure. Just a couple of other funny things while we're doing it. I guess a couple of encounters I had. One was screaming at Anthony to go to work, but the second was at McGurk's.
Oh, yeah.
My God. So the speaker.
I don't know if you want me to break that one down on the top 5, because that should have been on there.
Might as well. So we're at McGurk's, and there was a technical issue. We could broadcast from McGurk's, but our speakers could not. We couldn't connect the speakers. So, and when I say we, that's not. I'm not like trying to. Put blame on someone else. I don't know how to do this. It's not my job or whatever. Yeah. So we're doing the thing there, and people can't hear us, which is obviously frustrating. I understand, but everybody was there too. And there was one guy who had maybe had a few already. And let me just set the stage. I had spoke to this guy earlier while we were sitting outside, and he came up to me, and he's like, you drive me crazy during the day. And I said, why? And he said, well, you know, you talk all this trash about DeCamera. You hired him. And I said, I know I hired him. And he's like, well, then why are you talking trash about him? I was like, dude, we're just having fun. So we're doing the show. Nobody can hear us. And the guy's yelling at us while we're doing the show. I can't hear you. There are a few things that break me at a live broadcast worse than some guy yelling at me while I'm trying to do the show.
Yeah.
So he's like, I can't hear you. I put up the finger, say, wait a minute.
All right.
Jack is doing his commercial, and he's yelling while Jack's doing the commercial. And I say, stop it. He's still doing the commercial. He gets even louder. So I walk out to him, and I was like, what is your problem? And he said, I can't hear you. I said, what do you want me to do about it? And he said, fix it. You're WIP. I said, it's not my job. I can't fix it. He said, fix it. You're disappointing everyone. I gave him my phone. I put my phone down, and I said, stream it on the app from my phone, and walked away.
Yeah, well, that was right after a little bit of technical difficulties heading into the break.
Correct.
Yeah.
So yes.
Not the right time, though.
But
test spike.
But speaking of Lakin, I found out he was there for the whole conflict and never did anything about it.
Oh, Lakin was right there.
Yep, watch the whole thing.
No worries.
Yeah. Rod Morgani over there.
Yeah, it was intense. It got intense quick.
It did.
And then he started fighting with the other people there. It was everything.
Yeah.
Was
it's because the young lady jumped in and she was trying to explain it from our point of view. Saying
because he was yelling at her.
Yeah, because we'd already told her, yes. Yeah. And then she's yelling at him. Yeah, he's yelling at her.
We're always just trying to do our best.
Everybody's doing their best.
Everyone's doing their best.
And some guy made me do push-ups.
He sent me the photos today, too.
Oh, there's photos of it.
Yeah. There's no video, sadly.
Okay.
But he said, Spike dropped and gave me 30 real quick.
Well, the guy said, drop and give me 30. I'm like, all right. He did them with me, though.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I didn't even see that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it was behind the...
I wanted to be behind because if people see me doing the push-ups, it's over. Like, nobody can make fun of me anymore if people see me doing the push-ups.
We've finally seen you do them.
Yeah, I respect the bit. I wanted this guy to see it, so I did it behind the thing.
All right.
So I could be lying. You never know. Big Aaron in West Philly, you're on WIP.
Big A.
Yo, fellas, what's going on? Can you hear me all right?
Oh, I hear you great.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big A.
I'm proud of you, Jackie boy. Almost shed a tear, man. Listening to Spike over here.
Thank you.
Nah, but good. Hey, man. If you don't kick this boy's behind, He can't move. The way y'all described him yesterday running down the first base had me falling out my chair while I'm driving.
It's groin first.
It's groin first.
It's like he's got a... It's like he's going to war, and that's where his sword is. You know, he's running into battle.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to move back and forth in tennis, man. You got to know how to move back and forth and go. You're going to kill him in tennis. You're going to kill him. You're going to kill him in basketball.
I don't know about tennis.
I can't get a feel for tennis.
I gotta
get out there and hit it around a few times.
If I know Jack well enough, in Jack's mind, he was like, if I win baseball, I don't even have to care about tennis.
I'm
not even going to try. Yeah. If I win, I win because I know I'm going to win
the other two.
The running. And by the way, that still sets up a final basketball to win the whole thing.
Yep.
That is no guarantee that you're going to win.
Mostly not. But I feel pretty confident in that.
Yeah.
You know, keep your confidence up, Jack. Stop letting them talk to you like that. Come on, man. Be a man over there.
Hey, man.
All right, be a man, man. Don't tell, I don't know about that. Oh, man, come on, man. You can do it.
Well, of course I can do it.
All right, then just do it.
All right.
The Phillies. All right, this is what they got to do, man. I'm telling you, this is what they got to do. Just call up Crawford and Painter, please. Just call them up.
No, not Painter.
Do what?
No. Hear me out.
Okay.
Pull them out. Pull. Just get them two up here first. Because Painter, he's going to eventually have to throw to some pro players. Put him in a pen. Do something. Put him in a pen. Have Crawford up. Ease Marsh the hell out of there and bring Crawford. They need some spark somewhere, man. They need some spark that's coming up. It's playoff time coming up after the All-Star game. We got to start winning more games.
So the spark is going to be a pitcher with a 5 ERA who can't get AAA guys out? What's that?
Put him in the see, this is what I don't like about Philadelphia. This is what I don't like. This one thing I don't like about Philadelphia.
Here we go.
We scared to bring up young players. We scared to have people play that's younger. I never got that. Like, am I scared to hear Spike ready to have? Oh, he can't play. How do we know if he ain't played yet? I don't know if they can play until they play.
Well, but they're playing. But Big A, Painter is playing now. He's coming off of Tommy John, and his ERA is. He gave up in his last start. I think he gave up 3 home runs, like in AAA. It just maybe he'll be good. I don't want to jerk him around. I'd rather just let him, pitch in AAA until he's dominating and then bring him up. If he's supposed to be like one of these other great young pitchers in baseball that I see all over the place. Now this Brewers kid who looks like just like Jacob DeGrom is striking out every guy he sees. I want Painter to come up and do us proud. I don't want him to come up before he's ready.
So you can't stick him in a pen.
What difference does it make? You want him to blow a game out of the bullpen? You know?
How do you know he's going to do that? See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that. I don't know until they come up here to the big leagues. I don't care what they do in the minors. I don't care what they do anywhere else. When they come up here, that's when you can see if they can play or not. You got to see if they can play or not.
Jack, do you want Painter to come up before he's ready?
No.
Okay. What about Crawford? Well, Crawford's going to be up after the deadline, right?
It seems like they're trying to put that out there.
Yeah.
Like, now, maybe they're trying to put it out there to trade him. I don't know. Like, try to increase his value, say how much they value him, and then maybe move him. But seems like he's close.
After the deadline, you would think. Around the deadline.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah. Big A's never happy.
Cats, man, yeah. Because y'all scared of stuff. Play the boy. Let him come up.
All right. Is that all you got?
That's all I got. All right. That's all I want.
All right, my big man. Dog.
All right. Oh, do we really believe that this is the guy from McGurk's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Keith and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Keith?
How are you, Spike?
I'm great, Keith. How are you?
This is the guy from McGurk's.
You still hammered?
Oh, come on, Spike.
All right.
The point was, I gave you a compliment about how good the show was.
Uh-huh.
But the point was, yeah, that if you have a radio show that can't let the people in the
Keith,
place,
I dropped
$100 in that place.
Keith, and you got $100 worth of stuff. You didn't drop $100 to see us. You dropped $100 on food and beverage, which is excellent, by the way, at McGurk's. My point being, Keith, hold on. Point being, whether you were disappointed or not, you yelling at the host when they're on the air to fix the speaker is psychotic behavior. And then when I put my finger up to say that I will come over and talk to you, for you to yell louder while Jack was still on the air, and then for you to yell at me, I can't fix it. It didn't work. So what do you want me to do? The show that you like so much, you were so selfish that you decided you were going to disrupt the show by yelling something that I couldn't do anything about. There was you being out of control.
I was selfish and out of control.
Yes.
For a person that
Keith,
participates.
Keith, what did you want me to do? We were on the radio, Keith.
All the advertising. Don't go there, Spike. I'm in the demographic of that spends all my.
And you know what? You are perfectly capable of being a jerk in that demographic, and that's the way you were being. Again, I'm going to ask you for the third time, and this is the final thing. What do you think the proper way to handle that is to yell at me while I'm on the air? It's a yes or no question, yeah. Keith. Do you think the proper way to handle it? Final answer. Final Jeopardy. Do you think the right way to handle it is to yell at the host while they're on the air that you couldn't hear the speaker? Yes
no.
or no? Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you admitting you're wrong. Sorry you couldn't hear it on the speaker. Appreciate you, buddy.
But listen. The thing is, when people tune in to stuff like that, and you expect certain things, and you hear it.
Keith, like the speaker didn't work. The speaker was broken. Keith, what do you want me to do? The speaker was broken. You want me to run to Best Buy during the break and buy a new speaker?
No, but the people that you worked.
Everybody else there, Keith, was being cool. Literally every person, but you. All right. Bye. Have a good one. Unbelievable.
That went well.
See, guys, like, what's his problem? I understand. We wanted the speaker to work.
Yeah.
Sometimes stuff breaks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not as if we were doing it on purpose
no.
or anything of that nature. Yeah, it's like.
No. But everybody else having such a great time.
Yeah.
Smiling, you know.
Yeah. Keep a little tuned up yesterday.
Oh, man. Still tuned up. All right. 215.
You said he spent $100.
Yes.
Sound like he got his money's worth.
Yes. I can imagine it was a lot of liquid. And the food is great at McCurry.
Food is great.
Service is great. Yep. We're in the way of the waitresses and waiters all the time, and they were still being nice to us. All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. I cried
out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Should the Phillies part with some of their top prospects to get a controllable high-end closer? We end it with 71.4% saying yes. People are now...
Take that to the bank, Dombo.
I do think...
Now if you got to ask...
If we put Andrew Painter's name... in the poll.
Oh, they'd have been like, no.
Or Aiden Miller's name in the poll. I wonder. Painter seems like the one nobody wants to trade. I think people would be okay with
Aiden Miller.
Aiden Miller.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we still got Bohm and Stott here.
Yeah, everything's fine. Yeah. Bohm's almost 30, Stott's 28, you know, hitting 243. Yeah, everything's going well.
Well, what do you think it would have been had you put a poll up that said closer or batter or bat?
Put it up there. Like talk which, about it tomorrow.
Like which one would you want?
Yeah. What do you think that I?
I think we did it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh. What do you?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I don't know.
Not exactly reinventing the wheel.
My
here.
Gut would be it's people would say bat.
Yeah, it's always a bat.
Yeah, I think they're wrong. I can see it in the in the playoffs. I can just.
I can also see the offense. Falling apart.
But you know what? The offense is going to fall apart whether there's one extra bat or not.
Yeah, but we can. And can I give your chances being a little bit better?
Last thing on the offense until tomorrow or maybe even later today.
Yeah.
Is like with all the complaining about Max Kepler, all the complaining about Marsh or whatever, like if the top guys in the lineup are hitting,
sure. Everything is.
Every lineup in baseball has some sort of imbalance except for the Dodgers. Like the Dodgers have an outrageous lineup, but everybody else, like you think the Mets who were competing with the division with have four good hitters. It is about Bryce, Trey, Schwarber, Bohm, Castellanos.
Yeah,
I kind of agree with that. It really is about those guys.
If those guys are producing, we don't care that Max Kepler's hitting .223.
Yep.
We really wouldn't. Yep. Every team has a guy hitting .220 in their starting lineup. Every single team. 215-592-9494. Corey in Pottstown, you're on WIP.
Spike.
Corey.
Why you got to talk so bad about me?
What did you do?
I am one of the nicest guys that calls this radio station.
What did I say?
You called me a bozo, a clown, the guy with the speaker. That's me.
I don't think. I mean, you were being you were set to be a bozo. I have great respect for you, and the fact that you brought the mic and the speaker there is very ballsy. But I did have a great worry that you were going to yell in the speaker as Fritz was pitching.
No, absolutely not.
Okay,
and
my bad
I will
then.
Say this, Mike.
Yeah.
As long as you've been on a radio station and everything like that, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Not as far as the amount of people, but did yesterday's event feel like Wing Bowl-esque yesterday?
Hmm.
Well, there were less half-naked people.
That's a little different.
It's a little different. Yeah, there was that. I didn't have to wake up in midnight to get there.
But
kid-friendly.
I put my speaker there to play music.
That's my bad.
It was going to be like a party, and it felt like a party out there.
I agree.
That's the only reason why. I got everyone to say, listen, I'm rooting for Joe. I was rooting for Joe. But it was one of those things where I felt like that was a party atmosphere, and that's why I brought the speaker.
That's fair. So, I apologize.
Now,
let me say this, Corey. What ends up happening with me is, even though I'm a host now, every once in a while, my old PD thing pops up, and I see the guy with the speaker, and I'm like, this guy's going to be a pain in the ass. That's the first thing. So I apologize. I didn't know.
No problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay.
Jack Fritz, I have something to say to you, sir.
Great.
Jack, let me just say this. After hearing your old baseball coach last week and watching you pitch this week, I will tell you this. I truly believe, and I don't know if the word I'm going to say is too strong or whatever, not serious or whatever, but I truly believe if your heart was into baseball, I saw an absolute baseball pitcher out there yesterday. And I would be proud to follow you as a baseball player if you had made it. You looked like a general out there yesterday. You looked in control. And if you were a Phillies pitcher, I would absolutely wear your shirt. You looked like a composed baseball player out there yesterday. I absolutely wish your dream of being a ball player had come true. I would have been following you absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that. I certainly felt like I was back in my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I was blessed with 82 and 84, not blessed with 90 to 94.
I get it. Yeah. Hey, so was Jamie Moyer at some point, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, he was 50, though, in that.
Yeah.
But, Jack, great job out there yesterday. I wanted to say this to you. I wanted to call you guys yesterday, but you had to get back into the game. Spike was just calling me all kinds of names. I felt so bad.
All right, enough.
All right, guys, it was a pleasure talking to you. Great job. And, Jack, good job yesterday.
Thank you, Corey. I mean, I'm not crazy to think that the guy in the camera section with the speaker would be, you know, it was certainly reasonable to think that he could have misbehaved.
Yeah.
You know?
And your natural instinct is to meet problems at the beginning. You don't want to wait until something actually happens. You're already envisioning what could go wrong.
Well, he does it when Fritz pitches, and then I'm screaming that pitch shouldn't count.
Right.
And then
you don't want to have to go through all of that.
No.
I gotta admit though, our boy, he had a flashback yesterday.
Dude, really did. I really did.
He had a flashback yesterday. He was in his glory days.
He was back
in his glory yesterday, man. He felt like the big dog on campus.
Yep.
He was out there on the mound.
Yep.
It was his game.
Yep.
His ball. He's in control, man.
It felt good
to sit back and just watch him in
watch
his little
him deal.
Element, man.
Yeah. So I will admit, I did feel that way a lot.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I got to the field early, did the old
jog
in the outfield, did the old long tossing session.
Good,
I was
man.
Like, yeah, I kind of remember how to do this thing a little bit, you know?
Well, and most people do not get the opportunity, if they do that early in life, to, you know, 10 years later, 15 years later, not only get the opportunity to do it again, but do it in front of hundreds of people who care about the outcome, legitimately care about the outcome. It must have been cool. You probably never thought you would pitch in front of a big group of people.
No, and that's why I was like, I had one shot to ever come out the Rooster.
Yeah.
But we're taking it today. But
he was not failing yesterday. That was not going to happen.
It was interesting because on the golf course, I felt the meltdown coming. I was like, I could see this. Baseball, I was like, I've done this before.
Yeah.
So yeah,
no, it looked like it. So yeah, yeah, it was good.
No, the arm was dying by the end, but
yeah,
you got there.
Patty in Newtown, you're on WIP. What's up, Patty?
Hi guys.
Hey Patty.
How are you?
Hi Patty.
Good. Having fun with this. This is a lot of fun for everybody to follow. So thanks for that great idea. Whose idea would you say it was?
It's probably the camera saying that he challenged Jack, right? And then
I kind of forget the origins.
I think it definitely didn't
start with me.
No, I think it was the camera challenging Jack, and then us telling Jack he should do it, and then us asking Rod for 3.5 months when it was going to happen.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I just wanted to share an immature little thing that made me chuckle about the whole thing on Tuesday. Well, first of all, I'm a retired teacher, and I was remembering back to the days when kids had to sign out to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
And they would write, like, bend over.
Yeah.
Harry, paratesticles.
Yeah.
And
what?
Then you bring on the ump. And another favorite was Pat McGroin.
Yes.
And you bring on the ump, and it's like, wait, did I just hear? So it was Pat McGroin.
Yeah, it was McGroin. It was very close to Pat McGroin, though.
All I could think about was the old days. The clipboard with the signatures on it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but Pat his name McGroin. Was very close to McGroin. Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's it. It's a lot of fun. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Patty. Yeah. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up?
Are you
OG?
Done bootlegging our material events. And content?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. I think we're at war right now. Y'all play my song on the thing, and y'all cop that off of me. You took all my bits. I mean, what song are you talking about?
What song are you talking about?
Don't worry about it.
It's
the opening of the OG Knowledge Without College.
Yes. Hold on.
Song is that?
I was playing the Kendrick Lamar song. We were playing that song first here.
Wait, he took our song?
Yes, he took our song.
I got receipts. Now that's over. That argument's over. I won it. So anyway, listen. So, and as far as with the video, if y'all punks would just look at it for a moment, Justin was up on the hill. Okay, I pulled him off the hill, put him behind the
What, plate. About a mile so away?
He videotaped the sky.
Yeah.
It was mostly just the sky.
Yeah, did you tell him it was the baseball that people wanted to see?
That was my fault. Because, whatever. Yeah. So I won that one, too. But listen. Jack, you got some swag, man. You walked off the mound. You look like you from the delegation on this.
Wow.
Many people were saying that.
You did not have the Peter Pan walk. You know what I'm saying? you got a little swag with you, boy. So, I was getting ready to trade you in for Cooper DeJean that we stole from y'all already. So, you know what I mean? But listen, I will say again, you do not get no credit for yesterday. I don't know why spiking them up here, giving you flowers. You're supposed to do what you did.
I agree.
Here we go.
I agree. That's
is that what y'all wanted to see?
Here's the problem. It's going to be this next little segment, you know what I mean, that we got going on. And I will be live streaming that one, too. I'm over 6,000 views on it, too. As bad as the video was, I'm over 6,000 views.
Congratulations.
That's all he cares about.
Where are you going to spend all those views? What are you going to do with those views?
Hey, my subscribers went up.
Yesterday. Oh, okay. All right.
I got more subscribers. I'm over 3,000 in followers on Twitter now.
Wow.
I made it.
You're a
lunatic. Well, we're glad we could help you.
Yeah. There he is.
Y'all glad I can help you.
All right.
You didn't help anyone.
This friggin' guy.
Get out of here, man.
All right. We've had enough.
I almost got Corey in trouble, too. You know that, right?
What did he do?
He said a little something about the front runner with Jalen. I had to check it. You know what I mean?
No positivity about Bryce, yeah.
Yeah.
Jody Cameron had more hits than Bryce Harper coming into yesterday. So, wow.
And then what happened yesterday?
Bryce Harper got a hit.
Four hits.
Did he get two hits yesterday?
Four.
Four extra base hits for the first time in his career.
Oh, that's not that bad.
No.
Yeah. Who was it against? Was it
the Giants, who are good. In baseball. Can we stop?
All I want them to do is run the ball. They just won't do it.
I know. Yes.
Run the ball.
Run the ball. All right. Get
the bunts down.
Yeah.
Run the ball.
Justin and Yonkers, you're on WIP.
Yonkers?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First time calling to you guys. Obviously, I would like them to get a bat and a bullpen, but I'm kind of with Spike. I think the bullpen is an absolute must. This bullpen, the fact that Kirkering is the most trusted guy is just terrifying. And, I can see it. What's the point of having these starting pitchers if in the playoffs, you're going to blow games? And I just don't think one bat, unless you're getting an impact bat, like a Kwan or a Jose Ramirez, I don't think it's worth going out and spending anything on a platoon guy. But Felix Bautista from Baltimore, he's the guy that I've wanted for a while. And I honestly think he's the best at all these closers. Basse, Miller, this guy is just a beast, really. And I think while you're at it, they could throw in Sir Anthony and bring him back, because I think we need two arms, really.
We do.
I just wanted to see
Sir Anthony might be back, too.
He's had a good year. The Orioles. Yeah. Justin, one thing that Jack was right about, when the Giants traded for Devers, I was like, why can't we trade for Devers? And he's like, that guy's a loser. And watching three games of Devers, I don't think he ran to first base one time.
Dude, imagine LA.
Oh, my God.
If Devers is on this team.
I want to murder him. He wasn't even on my team. Yeah. I was like, will you run to first, you loser?
He blew off Will Clark three straight times.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to help him play first base.
They brought in Will Clark to help him learn first base, and Devers blew him off.
Yeah. Wasn't interested.
Yeah, he's listen.
That guy sucks.
They had to get him out of Boston, but then you wonder, why the hell would San Francisco trade for him?
Yeah.
They need a star. They can't get a real star there the last couple of off-seasons. They paid Adamas, but that's not a real, real star.
Right. Yeah.
They needed a franchise player.
Yeah.
The Red Sox are 12-9 since the trade. Giants are 10-12.
Yeah, not great. Well, they beat us 2-3.
Well, they can't win out there.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Justin. Thanks, man.
I think Bautista is the best one.
Yeah,
of the relievers, Class A does worry me from the standpoint he's pitched in three straight years over 70 plus games a year, which is a lot for a reliever. He had a 0.64 ERA last year, was great. This year it's up in the 3.1 area. His strikeout numbers aren't great, for a guy that throws 98 with a cut that he has. But I for my money, I think Bautista is the best.
Donna in Havertown, you're on WIP. What's up, Donna?
Hey guys, how are you? Long time. Long time.
Thank you for calling, Donna.
Thanks for taking my call. I was the quote-unquote young lady that had a little confrontation with that same guy that Spikey with.
Yeah, that guy was riled up.
He was. He was, I would say, belligerent.
Yes, that's a fair way to put it.
But you set him straight, though. You set him straight, Donna.
He finally quieted down after you talked to him.
When you walked over, I thought, oh, there's going to be a throwdown. I thought.
Now I can't fight.
I didn't even have time to get around there.
Actually, thanks to the two gentlemen that were sitting next to it, they were like, Spike, get your phone from that guy. Get away. Get out of here. I was like, all right. I got my phone back. So.
Yeah, I was thinking, he left his phone with him? Oh, my God.
It was
intense, but fun at the same time. So it was great. I love you guys. You're my boys. I'll stick up for you anytime.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for coming out yesterday.
Yeah, no problem. Every time. Love you guys.
All right, Donna.
Love you. A lot of love out there.
Oh, yeah. All the love. All the love. Well, I mean, it's a power of WIP yesterday.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was fun, man. Everybody coming out, having a good time, middle of the day, middle of the week.
Wednesday, yeah.
Plymouth White Marsh.
Yep.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't sell for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Hey, we're looking for the next Harry Carey, and we love your dugout play-by-play. The email the Cubs sent Jack back in the day.
Makes a lot of sense. making more and more sense by the day.
Dude, you're a college coach saying that you were doing play-by-play in the dugout was one of the fun. You're a college coach. That call was one
it
of
was
the
cool, yeah.
One of the funniest calls ever.
A memorable college career.
Yep. Well, when I told Jack that I had his college coach coming on, I could see his face. He was like, oh,
I don't know where this is going to go.
Yep. What's next?
I'd actually give them an A++. Spike grading the Sixers offseason.
For Christ's sake.
Threw that in there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Will they paint you as some kind of homer?
I'm not a homer.
I know.
What's next?
Only Chuck could utter literally just one throwaway sentence about a complex political subject like unions and then follow it up with, "That's right! I had to speak on it." Alex in Lancaster.
No, he wanted to speak on it.
Oh, he sure did. I was waiting for the, if it went one sentence further, I was going to be like, Chuck, no. We're not talking about the trash guy strike. We're not.
That's over.
It is over. It is over.
You folded like a cheap tent, but yeah, it's over.
Everybody's getting paid. The trash is getting picked up.
Yes.
Everybody's happy. But look.
Not everybody.
I'll tell you what, if I was still a Philadelphia
resident,
I would be thrilled, you know.
Oh, yeah, this trash has to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. What's next?
Spike, 10-minute diatribe crushing the morning show after Jack's win. Also, Spike, can I say something? Bryce Harper is a front runner. Tim in Newark.
Oh, that's not true. I crushed the morning show after they won, too.
I know.
Yeah. That's just simply not true.
Yeah.
It's simply not true. What's next?
Yo, quid pro what?
The listeners in the Delaware Valley when Spike started using legal terms.
Quid pro quo.
Yeah. Quid pro quo.
I can just imagine our listeners. Like,
yeah!
Yeah! What the hell are you saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah. Dork.
Eat a burger.
Skinny dork. Dad got you the job.
Yeah, that's why you ran out of New York on his very big words.
Yeah. What's next?
Spike is that one friend who, when a fight breaks out, only starts yelling after people step in between. Yeah, you're lucky they're holding me back. Frank in Ardmore.
Oh, that's not true.
Nah, you're very aggressive.
No, because yesterday he's by himself.
Yes.
He went over there by himself.
Yeah, me and Hiker sitting there like, oh, no.
Yep. Yeah, you guys were 10 feet behind me.
I was doing a read.
Yeah, that was,
and I can't move.
Yeah,
I made the longest read of the year.
That was straight up just me. Trust me, I am a fool in that way, just waiting to get my ass kicked.
Me and Rod is standing there looking and not doing anything.
Well, that is the. I didn't know he was there. He was
right there.
I was telling him about it. He was like, "Oh yeah, I saw it."
No worries. Everything will work out.
What's next?
Really good growth from Spike with Chuck. He didn't even ask if he needed a bucket to see the field yesterday. Mark in Modco.
Yeah, me and Chuck. That's two or three straight calls that have been all right.
Man. Whew. Training camp's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. Tomorrow, we will be with you at Chickies and Pete's, the great Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave. We hope to see you there. If not, we hope that you listen. Coming up next is, this is exciting, Rob Cherry is on next.
Angry Bob?
I saw Angry Bob back there. I haven't seen him. I don't think I've seen him once. I've been back. I haven't seen him. Looks great.
He does look great.
Looks exactly, well, great. Looks exactly the same as he did when I started here.
Yeah.
So
shirts iron and everything. That's not normal. I've been looking at this picture of Tom Brady all day. It's Fritz.
Oh, yeah, in the other studio.
Yeah, it looks like Tom Brady to me, like a young Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's my freshman year photo.
Why is that photo in there?
Well, Rhea puts a photo behind her, I guess, like the theme of the day.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, by the way, Tom Brady might be with Sophia
Vergara.
Yeah.
Listen, Tom stays winning.
Yeah. Yes. She's doing all right for 52.
Yeah, he ain't lying.
Yeah. Rob Cherry is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.